Welcome back to another episode of Styling Matters with your host, Lizzie Richardson. I've got so much to cover off on this week's episode. I'm going to start with a little life update. I'm going to tell you a bit about my office, got a little photo shoot coming up. I'm then going to move the chat on to my day out in London yesterday. This is kind of in preparation for a blog post I'm writing about high street spring fashion. And I can give you a few sort of little insights into some items before they sell out. And then I'm going to be talking about spring transitioning. You know, we're in that kind of difficult 2 to 3, maybe 4 week period of coming to the real end of winter, but however, cold days are still happening, but also the need for spring-like fashion to start to kick in. So let's get into it. So in terms of my office, those of you that are BDI'd on my Instagram, you will have seen that I've started to create some reels in my new office. I still haven't moved back in. The flooring is going to be done over the next week or so. I cannot wait for that to be laid. And then I have to do kind of a big clear out. Basically, everything that came out, not everything's allowed back in. And if you've been watching that Stacey Solomon's program where, you know, the families have to get 50% of their stuff sold or discarded, I'm kind of in that position because whilst I'm getting my office back, I'm actually, in terms of space for my stuff, I've got probably less than half. So less than 50% can go back in. So I've got that task to kind of do. Somehow I've managed to find 60 minutes to watch the program of watching somebody else's house get cleared out, but I haven't quite found 60 minutes to clear out my own. That's probably typical of all of us really, isn't it? But as part of my big clear out, I'm also really eager and keen to get into my wardrobe and do a big turnaround. Now, I tend to do a clear through of my wardrobe about every 8 weeks. I somehow feel like I've missed a cycle of this, whether that's because that's due to the weather or whether that's just been, you know, January, February, where are we now? Sort of mid-March. Maybe I did it at the beginning of the year after sort of Christmas and New Year. And now really I want to get into that kind of spring mood. So it's actually going to be quite a big overhaul. And I've got to make that decision of what to sell. Now, I've sold a couple of pieces on eBay in the last few weeks. So I'm going to be loading up more on there. Anybody who's keen on any pre-loved, then stay tuned on Instagram on my stories, because some of my key pieces that you may have seen on my Instagram squares might appear on eBay. And then also, I'm planning my spring-summer photo shoot. As you know, I work very closely with my photographer, Sarah Ryder, and I can't, it seems like 5 minutes since I did my autumn-winter shoot. And what I'm really excited about is I've got a few new brands actually coming on board to support the shoot. Yeah, it's kind of nice in the fact that what I love about photo shoots or doing the shoots are it's storytelling of the outfits and in the environment that they'll be used in. And I'm having a lot of creative space at the moment to give that some thought. And I can't wait for some of these items to kind of arrive so that I can get planning on the accessories. I have to be honest, accessories are so key to an outfit. But you can't start planning them until you've got the key pieces. So I'm looking forward to that stage. So yeah, the photo shoot is coming up soon. I really do hope that you guys enjoy that. And it in my kind of creative work, it's really important to do these sort of things. As you know, I'm in Women and Home in the April edition. Hopefully you guys have all gone out and grabbed your copy. Love that magazine. The street style photography that I do is kind of, I suppose for them, fundamental in terms of that particular feature. But I really enjoy putting those shoots together and getting really into the creative of the outfits because it's so much fun. And I really, really love it because 99.9% of it is high street, if not all of it. So, it's always accessible, affordable fashion. Also, in the last couple of weeks, I've had a good inch and a half cut off my hair. What that has done, it's put a little bit of bounce back into my hair. I'm still undecided whether I'm going to keep my fringe, get rid of the fringe, grow it out. I'm kind of in that in-between stage. But at the moment, with a bit more sort of with some of the length cut off, the fringe is sitting quite nicely. So I think I might keep it like this for kind of spring at least. But come summertime, like with anybody else, on hot days, the hair goes up. I'm not very good on hot, very hot days with my hair down. And also, I've had a bit of a colour gloss put through, which just adds a bit of shine, a bit more depth. If you are finding that your hair is lacking a bit of energy, then I really recommend just a gloss. It's not a permanent colour. I've never had permanent, apart from a few highlights every now and then, but I've never put permanent tone through my hair. I always have a gloss. And it's amazing just how it can really lift your mood, just having a little bit of colour through the hair. Now, I'm kind of embarking on quite a big blog post, really, about high street fashion and some of the key trends for spring. More spring than summer at the moment. I think it's still a bit too early to really get into the summer vibe, but kind of what to consider buying for spring season. And the thing is, sometimes we feel like, oh, it's a bit early to be buying, but some of the really, really good pieces, particularly when it comes to high street, they sell out so quickly. And I had a day out in London yesterday. I decided just have a normal shopping day just for me, not without too much in mind of anybody else. Or, sometimes when I go shopping, I always have to think about my audience or, family or friends. There's always somebody else on my mind, but yes, it was purely about myself. I know, very selfish, but some of the areas that I kind of wanted to cover for myself was denim. I'm a huge denim lover, and I feel like that kind of needs a little bit more of an energy, a bit more of a change at the moment. So I did a lot of walking around looking at denim. Now, I tried on 15 to 20 pairs of jeans, but I decided to park that in the end because you have to be in the right mood for shopping jeans. And I noticed quite quickly, probably by the second changing room try on, that I wasn't really in the right mood for jeans. So I had to make that really adult decision of parking it and leaving it for another day. As it happens, I brought a denim shirt, H&M. Now, I don't know where you live, but where I live, my H&M is not that great. And some of the surrounding towns, their H&M are not that great. So you end up a little bit sometimes with this mindset that H&M's a bit not that great. But when you go into London, particularly if you go to Oxford Street stroke Regent Street, they've got two really big H&Ms. And because they have the space and because they have the height and the ceiling, everything, they merchandise their stores so much better. You wouldn't even recognize the quality compared to your own local H&M. I just can't believe the difference. I really enjoyed yesterday being at one of their flagship shops, which is like three or four levels on Oxford Circus, and I couldn't quite get everything I wanted. And just literally down as you go towards Piccadilly Circus, there's another H&M on the left, and that is quite a big one too. And if I'm honest, I think that one's my preferred one. I just love how they merchandise that. It's so spacious. Everything's kind of merchandised together in the correct way. And what I love about these bigger stores, they do denim really, really well. And I actually bought a shirt, an oversized shirt, but it's actually quite weighted, so it can sort of double up as a jacket. I'm so impressed with it. I think it was about $29.99. It's the right kind of blue. And I was very lucky because I was trying on loads of jeans because I wanted a sort of double denim look. But as it happens, because I wasn't in the mood for jean shopping, I made the call to buy the shirt, and if it didn't go with any of the blue that I have at home, then I was going to return it. But as it happens, my Zara jeans from last year, they work really well together, and probably by the time this is published anyway, you might see some double denim on my Instagram, so you've got that as a reference. It's just really rekindled the fact of just how much I love denim. I'm actually going to visit a friend tomorrow. We're going to take our dogs out for lunch. Not our dogs. Well, they're going to come with us. Sounded like we were going to eat our dogs. No, they're going to come with us and we're going out for lunch. And yeah, I've kind of already kind of decided that I think I'm going to go with a double denim look. It's got a really relaxed vibe to it. And I think on some days I might, with tailored trousers, stiletto shoes, a really crisp tee or long sleeve bodysuit in white, I think I could potentially get away with that denim shirt for the office as well, because it can look quite smart too. So yeah, I think it's going to be really versatile, and yeah, really glad I bought it. Another item I tried on was actually in Zara, and it was a white blazer, and it's in this really new modern shape where it's sort of rounded on the shoulders. It kind of has sort of ballooned sleeves, but then it goes in at the waist, and you have to wear these jackets kind of done up. You end up sort of with a V front, and it was really lovely. I nearly bought that one, but I discovered there was a mark on it. But I also reminded myself that I have about three white jackets already, and could I really justify another one? So I thought I would wait, come back, see how I felt the following day. I googled on the Zara shop for it to see actually if they had a black version, because I thought, if anything, my black blazer needs updating more than my whites. And they actually have one very similar. So it's called Knit Blazer, fine knit yarn, very simple design. And they've got one in black of a slightly longer length, and it really nips in at the waist. So I've ordered that I'm going to love that. And if I don't, then I plan to return that and probably will order the white one. Now, I'm a size 12, and size medium was the white jacket that I had yesterday in the Zara shop, and it's medium that I've ordered. Zara sizing is all over the place. I tried on this really lovely lime green dress as well, and I picked up a medium in that and knew instantly that wasn't going to fit. And the large, I only just managed to do the zip up. So yeah, sizing is all over the place, and so don't get too hung up on that. One of the other items I brought was a new work bag. Well, it's a tote. It's just plain cream. Doesn't sell very much, but it's more about the shape of it. The shape is really a more modern look. And I spotted this in H&M a couple of weeks ago when I went shopping with hubby, when we went shopping together, and I was holding it up and I could see his face as if to say, are you really going to buy another tote bag? But one of the reasons I need it for work is, and I don't know if you have this when you go to work, but I have more than just my handbag. Obviously I have my laptop case, but I also have food, drink, other bits and pieces. And I'm normally going somewhere else after work or something, or that I want a book or a magazine. So there's always something more than just like your small handbag. So I like a tote bag, and this is just a more modern shape. And I think accessories are really important to keep modern. So you can be very classic in your style. I suppose to a certain extent, you don't have to change too much of that. But if you want the modern vibe to your style, then that very much, I believe, sits in like your bags, your shoes, and your accessories, unless you're particularly into vintage. But I'm a classic. My DNA, my style DNA, is classic, romantic, very feminine, and its accessories therefore are really important for me to stay modern. And this new work bag is really there. So I will drop some of these items into the show notes. If they're not in the show notes, then they'll be coming up soon on the blog, and I will let you know when that lands. Hopefully next week, if not, it'll be early the week after. going to try and get it out there before Good Friday. And yeah, that will be the high street spring fashion that kind of taps into some of the trend items that if you want them, you're going to have to buy early. Just pausing the podcast so that I can tell you all about the Ageless Style Rules that I live by. This is my e-guide that you get when you subscribe to lovebylizzie.com. It's completely free, and all that it means is that when I put any new style posts on the blog or I have any style notes that I wish to share with you, it will land directly into your inbox. My e-guide gives you everything to get going about living your own ageless style life every single day. They're the rules that I live by, and I want to share them with you. I'll pop a link into the show notes, or just simply head to lovedbylizzie.com. Back to the show. So sticking with the theme of spring, these next sort of 2 to 3 weeks is a real sort of transitional time. You know, you could wake up one day, I know up in Scotland next week they're due snow, so you know, your winter coat might still be really relevant. But also, like today, I haven't even got socks on. You know, I've got trainers, I'm bare ankled, I've got a jumpsuit on, and I'm actually still quite warm. So you've got very mixed days, and the mornings tend to be cooler, by the afternoon they tend to be warmer. So layers are still very important, but what I would say is perhaps move away from some of the real chunkier layering. Although you might still want a chunky knit rather than a jacket, and then you can hang that over your shoulders if you get too hot. But still consider layers, and perhaps consider a lot more lighter layers, thinner fabrics, and think ahead to what your day is going to be. And you know, particularly if you drive, particularly if you can, take more than one jacket with you. Maybe start off with your winter coat in the morning and then have a trench or something in the boot of the car that you can change into should you need to. Now, talking of coats and jackets, I've been wearing my bomber jacket quite a bit actually in the last couple of weeks. What I love about a bomber jacket is you've still got that thickness that a duffel coat, that padded coat gives you, but it obviously it's a much, much shorter length. I've also been back into some of my trench coats. I've got probably one midi, one longer length. I've also got, and this is very on trend, a short waist trench coat. And I've seen a lot of influence putting that out on Instagram in the last couple of weeks. As it happens, I've got one from the Cabbie range. Mandy, if you're there, hello. You'll know that I've got this one. I've yet to actually wear it, and I'm planning to get that out over the next couple of weeks and start styling the shorter trench. I think it's going to be perfect for the office, and also really with some of my denim. So yeah, I'm really excited about that actually. But yeah, with trench coats though, don't worry about too much what length. Wear the length that works for you. Some people like it really oversized and really long. Other people like it really structured, really tailored, very slim fitting with the belt done up. Or like I say, the shorter waist length trench is really in at the moment and could be an alternative to a denim jacket or to a bomber jacket or even to your biker jacket. Have a play. And also, you know what? You don't have to stick to neutrals with a trench. I really like some of the colourful ones like magenta pink or the, you know, sort of the emerald green. So you do you when it comes to a trench, because the trench coat is a classic regardless. Now, the other thing I love about spring is to really introduce colour, a pop of colour, whether it's in your shoes, whether it's in a bag. I mean, red shoes are really popular at the moment. As you know, talked a bit about the red trend in tights. We've seen it in red socks, and red shoes is continuing on. So whether you want to do that with or without the kind of tights and socks, red shoes themselves, Zara, I see, have a lot that you can pick from, particularly sort of the ballerina pumps with kind of the straps going across. So even if you kept the rest of your outfit fairly neutral, a bit of colour in the shoe or a bit of colour in the handbag can really give off those spring vibes. Now, one of the things I also think is really important this time of year is to think about your makeup. Makeup is actually quite seasonal, and the colours that you wear for your makeup is seasonal too. If you are listening to this and you wear the same colour lipstick all year round, then you might be stuck. And I would really recommend going into a bigger department store and perhaps having a chat with a few beauticians to say, you know what, I need to try something new. Can you help me pick? And they will take a look at your skin tone, your natural colourings, and also talk to you about what you love wearing and help you pick a right shade for you. Now, if that's not you and you're actually really into makeup, now is the time to refresh it for spring. I'm already thinking, I've already changed my blusher from my winter one. I've already started going into more of a coral colour blusher, and I can't believe just how that's lifted my mood. And so, yeah, it's a nice time to really refresh. And when it comes to makeup sits better on really well looked after skin. So make sure that you exfoliate, make sure that you get those facials in, make sure that you're keeping up with a really good skincare routine, because your makeup will sit lovely and glow without much effort just by simply doing that. Well, guys, thanks for listening to this week's episode of Styling Matters. I'm going to leave you with an affirmation of the week. This I did put on my Instagram earlier in the week, and I'm not sure it landed quite how I intended. So hopefully I'm going to say it, then explain it. So it's champions keep playing until they get it right. So it's champions keep playing until they get it right. Now, if we look at this in the context of styling, this is about playing. This is about, you know what, your style game is never over. And those that really love style and really love fashion will keep playing until they get it right. And you know what? And that is playing and changing and evolving until you get to that point where you're like, I think I've nailed this. I don't think I've nailed my style, and I'm 49, and I still enjoy playing, and I still enjoy evolving, and I still love having a go at new stuff. And this is what that affirmation's about, is you are the champion of your own style. And so keep playing until you think you're getting it right, and then play a bit more. Have a good week. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Styling Matters. There's always more on my blog at lovedbylizzie.com, and don't forget to give me a follow on Instagram at lizzie.richardson. Bye for now.